Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host. And today we are in episode 114.5, and this is chapter 4 of 1 Kings. So welcome to everybody who's out there. So glad you're able to join me in yet another chapter of reading God's Word. Welcome to all the longtime listeners who have been part of this from however long you've been listening for. And welcome to all the newcomers. If you found us, it's not an accident. God brought you here for a reason. Leap of Faith Podcast is about reading God's Word one chapter a day, 5 days a week. And one day out of that week, it's usually me and my co-host, Jeremiah. But he has been exceptionally busy. So I'm not sure when the next time is that he will be joining us. I hope it's soon. But you know, every day I text him and he's busy with work. So that's a good thing. Work is a good thing. But I will continue doing this and hope that he will join us soon. So I'm going to go ahead and dive in and pray and then give you your verse of the day and then we'll read. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy and mighty God, we thank you for all that you do, all you provide for us. We are thankful and grateful for you providing before we even know that we need it. And we're here with grateful hearts. We are sorry for the sinful nature that we have, and we pray forgiveness for all of our sins. Lord, we are also thankful for, and first and foremost, for the gift of your Son, Jesus, his sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Because of his sacrifice, we are able to know that we have the gift of salvation and the promise of heaven after our time on this earth is done. So thank you for that. Lord, I pray blessings over my family and my friends. I lift them all up to you. I pray you keep us bound to you with cords that cannot be broken. And I pray that you will continue to watch over each one of us. I pray for those who are out there listening, watching. Same blessings, Lord. Just watch over them, direct them, guide us, and keep us bound to you. We pray for protection from any evil or evildoers because we are living in this world, but we are not of this world. We know that because of Christ, we are living in you. So Lord, we're just thankful for that. I pray for a blessing over this time in your word. We ask you to anoint it, Lord. We love your word. We want to learn and grow to know you better and better and understand you. So Lord, reveal to us what it is that you want us to understand from today's reading. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, today's reading comes from Psalm. I haven't given you a psalm in a while. And it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. And that's Psalm 18:30. As for God, his way is perfect. We know that. We should be praying every day for his guidance and direction and to be in his will. The word of the Lord is flawless. It is perfect. It is written by man, but through man, by God. God doesn't make any mistakes. He made sure that every single word in this book is according to what he wanted written in it. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I hope that everybody does. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. He is our shield. It's pretty self-explanatory in that particular verse. So anyway, all right, well, that's your verse of the day. It will be posted on Facebook and I believe on Instagram. So today we again are in chapter 4 in 1 Kings, and this is episode 114.5. King Solomon now ruled over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, were court secretaries. I am so sorry. I'm going to apologize in advance. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the royal historian. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was commander of the army. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah, son of Nathan, was in charge of the district governors. Zabud, son of Nathan, a priest, was a trusted advisor to the king. Ahishar was manager of the palace property. Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of forced labor. Solomon also had 12 district governors who were all over all Israel. They were responsible for providing food for the king's household. Each of them arranged provisions for 1 month of the year. These are the names of the 12 governors. Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Decker in Makaz, Sha'albim, Beth-Shemesh, and Alon Beth-Hanan. Ben-Hesed in Araboth, including Soka and all the land of Hefer. Ben Abinadab and all of Naphoth Dor. He was married to Tapath, one of Solomon's daughters. Baana, son of Ahilud, in Taanach and Megiddo, all of Bethshan near Zerethon, below Jezreel, and all the territory from Bethshan to Abel Mahola, and over to Jokmeam. I'm so sorry. Ben Geber in Ramoth Gilead, including the towns of Jer, named for Jer of the tribe of Manasseh, in Gilead, and in the Argob region of Bashan, including 60 large fortified towns with bronze bars on their gates. Ahinadab, son of Iddo, in Mahanaim. Ahimaaz in Naphtali. He was married to Basemath, another of Solomon's daughters. Baana, son of Hushai, in Asher and in Eloth. Jehoshaphat, son of Perua, in Issachar. Shimei, son of Ella, in Benjamin. Geber, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, including the territories of King Sion of the Amorites and King Og of Bashan. There was also one governor over the land of Judah. Solomon's prosperity and wisdom. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sands on the seashore. They were very contented with plenty to eat and drink. Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River in the north of the land of the Philistines and the border of Egypt in the south. The conquered peoples of those lands sent tribute money to Solomon and continued to serve him throughout his lifetime. The daily food requirements for Solomon's palace were 150 bushels of choice flour and 300 bushels of meal. Also 10 oxen from the fattening pens, 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep or goats, as well as deer, gazelles, roe deer, and choice poultry. Solomon's dominion extended over all the kingdoms west of the Euphrates River from Tifsa to Gaza, and there was peace on all the borders. During the lifetime of Solomon, all of Judah and Israel lived in peace and safety. And from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, each family had its own home and garden. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his chariot horses, and he had 12,000 horses. The district governors faithfully provided food for King Solomon and his court. Each made sure nothing was lacking during the month assigned to him. They also brought the necessary barley and straw for the royal horses in the stables. God gave Solomon very great wisdom and understanding and knowledge as vast as the sands of the seashore. In fact, his wisdom exceeded that of all the wise men of the East and the wise men of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan, the Ezrahite, and the sons of Mahal, Heman, Calcal, and Darda. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He composed some 3,000 proverbs and wrote 1,005 songs. He could speak with authority about all kinds of plants, from the great cedar of Lebanon to the tiny hyssop that grows from cracks in a wall. He could also speak about animals, birds, small creatures, and fish, and kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of King Solomon. Well, alrighty then. I didn't highlight a lot in the first part of it, basically because it was just going over the list of the names of his officials and governors, which I completely butchered their names. I apologize. Then into 20, I highlighted verse 20. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They were very content with plenty to eat and drink. And then I jumped down to 25. And there was peace on all his borders. During the lifetime of Solomon, all of Judah and Israel lived in peace and safety. And from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, each family had its own home and garden. So there was peace during the lifetime of Solomon. Then I jumped down to 27, where it talks about the district governors provided food for King Solomon and his court. And they made sure that there was nothing lacking, as well as providing for the horses in the stables. And then the district governors faithfully I got distracted with my watch. Then in verse 29, God gave Solomon a very great wisdom and understanding and knowledge as vast as the sands of the seashore. In fact, his wisdom exceeded all of the wise men of the east and the wise men of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan. I mean, he was obviously very wise. He wrote Proverbs and the Song of Solomon. Don't forget that, which is kind of funny because my son just said that he went to church last night and said that they were talking about the Song of Solomon. And he could speak with authority on all sorts of things, plants and animals and birds. And kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of Solomon. So obviously, Solomon's pretty well known and very learned. And he's obviously, as his dad, like David, was a man after God's own heart. So that's all for today. I think we can all learn from Solomon. We should all try to be as wise as we can. Speak secondly, think first. What's that in James? Be slow to anger, slow to speak, something like that. Anyway, it's in James. That's it for today for the reading. But as always, I will give everybody the opportunity to say the prayer of salvation. If you have not made Jesus Lord of your life, if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart, then this is your moment, your day. This might be the reason why you found this particular podcast. So I always give everybody the opportunity to receive Christ. And it's not because of me, it's because of you and your heart and your relationship, what you're looking for. So I'm going to pray, and I hope that today is your day, that you receive Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. It is a celebration. It is your new birthday in Christ, and it needs to be celebrated. Tell the person that you know that you became a follower of Christ. You are adopted in. You're a brother or sister in Christ, and that is amazing. Your whole life is going to change. It's amazing. That's all I can say. It's not perfect. There's never perfect because we live in this world, but it's better. So if you did receive Christ, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us via email, lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. We would love to hear. You can leave a message if you want on Facebook or Instagram, however you feel like you can communicate with us. We also encourage you to get to a church, start going to church, get involved. There are ministries, there's Bible studies, there is mission work, volunteer work, tons of things you can be doing to help out your church. So we suggest you do that. Use your talents. God gave you gifts and talents to be used for His kingdom. So go use them. Pray about it, and He'll give you the answers. So that's it, I think, for today. So again, I never know what day it is, what year it is, what month it is. Morning, noon, night, have no idea. Just glad that you're here and glad you're a part of this ministry. So God bless you. Have a great day, great night, and I'll see you tomorrow.